It's good. I don't know what's up with it. I feel like
you can hear it.
Yeah.
You want me to scoot my chair?
Nah.
Like what the fuck?
Nah. Let's keep the social distancing. Let's
like,
go.
I feel like Christian Bale right now.
Let's go. Social distancing, my nigga.
I feel like
In the words of Gina Raimondo, I can't say knock it, but
you know the meme?
Nah,
the
go ahead. You can say whatever you want.
Nah, I can't.
What?
Can't say it. It's a word I can't say in the fucking
is
meme.
Is it the
where
F word?
Where he's like, stop touching with your hands. The New York dudes, remember? The COVID shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That shit's hilarious.
It's been a while, Eric. You know, we try to fucking block that part of our lives out of...
Yeah, COVID was an interesting time.
We ain't gonna talk about that. Fuck COVID. Fuck fucking trauma. Fuck all of that shit.
I mean, heal mode today. Fuck it all.
This nigga's a...
I wear my sunglasses at night so... Dog, I was watching that movie at work today.
Huh?
I was watching Nope at work today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was it?
Fire, bro. Shout out to fucking Jordan Peele.
We're talking. Yo, Eric is on, my nigga. I was supposed to have my boy Brian on. Every time he's about to come on, some shit pops off.
Shout out to McLovin, man. Yo, that's crazy.
Who's McLovin?
Sorry for blowing your spot up. We used to call him McLovin back in the day.
Get out of here.
He wasn't buff back.
Yeah.
Know? He got skinny.
Buff,
but like in his, like, I don't know.
He talks about it. He talks about it. That's my boy. Every time he's about to come on, some shit pops off. So it's an omen, man. We're the universe doesn't want us together. But we got Eric on. We're talking aliens. We're talking theories. All that other shit.
Yo, why the fuck didn't Oprah Winfrey's house get burned on the big island in fucking Hawaii? If you want to start it off with a fastball.
Whoa.
Yeah. Burnt fucking shit burned all the way through the fucking island that she lives on. Bought mad land. And her house is untouched.
Yo, what the
Somebody
fuck?
Knows Bill
Live
Clinton.
Live untouched?
Somebody knows Bill Clinton and the fucking Epsteins.
You know? Nah, fuck that bitch. Fuck Oprah. Who the fuck still fucks with Oprah, first of all, bro? Fuck Oprah. Yo, you're blowing some clouds, my friend.
Are you like more team Oprah or more team Ellen? Because...
I think
they're both on different spectrums of evil. I feel like
both of them.
Yeah, Oprah's cool. I don't even want to be sounding like this kind of guy. But
I'm gonna
you
say
know
fuck
what I
both
mean.
Those hoes for their own reasons. Fuck both of them.
Yeah, I mean,
Ellen was making her fucking.
She was just a fucking nightmare. She was like a little dictator back there.
Yeah,
on her
she was like a horrible
NBC
boss.
Stat. Yeah,
she was a horrible boss. Great movie.
It was Jane Lynch, man.
Yo,
she's Jane Lynch.
She was a horrible boss, except she's not fucking Jennifer Aniston's fucking oof. 10 out of 10
is
sexy
Jane Lynch
ass.
In that movie? Am I bugging?
Who is that?
Well, never mind.
Never mind?
Yeah, who cares? I don't give a fuck.
Every so often, I got to come on this podcast and remind people it's mostly a joke.
It's all a joke, man. None
it's
of this matters.
It's a joke.
This isn't real. That's not
None
real.
None of this is fucking
not
real,
real, man. Ask
None
fucking
of
Neil deGrasse Tyson. He'll be like,
the devil. Look at that.
Real.
Hold on 1 second.
What the fuck is this?
What up, baby? What's up?
I'm not going. It is. I'm not. Yo, number one, I got a question.
What's
Do
up?
Do you consider Shake Shack fast food?
It's luxurious fast food.
Cold. It's like fast casual
fast,
or like upscale.
Fast what? Fast upscale?
Something like that. Like upscale casual, whatever.
It's
the fuck.
It's upscale casual fast food.
It has a fast food in it, so it technically is. What makes it up or up there is because of how good it is and how real. So
no, everything about the process is a restaurant, but they're just a chain.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you go over there and you order your shit, you're not going to get it for like maybe like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, not yet. Facts.
What's the other question?
If you didn't have it, oh no, we did get the food in like 10 minutes, but that was the best burger I had.
That's crazy. I'm so happy for you, bro. Who you having it with? Who the fuck sounds like an idiot in the back? They're not appreciating Shake Shack.
My cousin Chris.
I just figured out who the fuck that was.
That's Jacob.
It's the fucking Jesus lover.
Yo, bro, I'm doing a podcast right now. I love you. Shout out to you. You're a great dude. All right. Great kid.
Blessings be unto you.
And I really mean that. I just wanted to say it live in living color.
If I'm on the podcast, everybody that's watching, God loves you. God bless.
Yo, I'm out. I love you.
I'll take that message, though.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Gotta love the energy, man.
Yeah. We all need a little love in our lives.
Don't take the podcast so seriously. This is what I do. If I'm going through shit, I use this as an outlet, and that's it. Sometimes you gotta have some fun. You gotta call out some people, and that's it.
And me, look at me right now. I'm fucking Beetlejuice, man.
Look at that.
Just hanging around.
Who,
me? Nothing. Just hanging around.
Eric filled in. We shot real hungry because, you know, niggas is big boys. We got a lot of fucking big things going around, and we're not
talking about... Hiding my belly with this belt right now.
We're not talking about slutting out or anything, but we got big things coming around, and that's it. You want some of this, bro?
Huh? Say that again?
Do you want some of this wine?
That's not... Nah, I'm talking about what you said before that.
Oh, we got big things coming around. Does this sound crazy a little bit?
Yeah, I don't know what you said. You said slutted out in the middle of that, so it sounded like we were being hoes, but I'm not.
I know none of us are, bro. How many times do I have to get through this every week? Like, I don't be doing shit like that.
Feel like you're on accusations? You feel like you're on accusations all the time?
Yeah, I'm always being accused.
Is it assumptions or is it accusations? Or is it both?
Both. These hoes be wildin', my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I be in the house.
Me too. That's why
I'm either at a house or I'm at a restaurant, and I'm at the restaurant by myself. For the most part, I'm a solo date dude, man.
You either at your crib or you at my crib. I kind of love it. Same shit.
Y'all true. Yeah.
Vice versa, or however the fuck they say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. People took that shit way too personal, like my first fucking 20 minutes. And I honestly, like, I kind of love it. The first 20 minutes of last week's episode, I kind of love it because it's like, it, like, people are just, like, so on edge over shit. Like, for what? I'll just have people come up. And it's not, like, it's a few people. It's like, yo, you good? I heard that last episode. Like, yo, you straight? It's like, yo, it's not to be taken seriously at all.
People are, like, coming at you about it a little bit.
Not really coming at me, but, like, it is an episode. When I listen back on it, it's an episode where if my mom listened to it, she would reach out and be like, yo, you good? Yeah. Like, let me pray for you. Like,
it's understandable.
Yo, I'm chilling. I'm blessed. I still got the fucking, shout out to Matty Biz. I got the candle in here. My boy Eric is in here. He's good vibes. What's up with the snails, bro?
Yo, the slugs is out here fucking going crazy.
That sounds nastier, actually. I'm going to describe them as slugs. Every time we're chilling in my driveway.
I'm going to call somebody a slug, bro.
Maybe we should stop chilling. Why do we chill in my driveway? There's a perfectly good apartment, but you know?
I'm going to hit somebody with a road rage slug. Like, next time I'm in road rage, I'm gonna roll the window down and be like, yo, you fucking slug, get out my way, bro.
That's fire.
They're gonna be like, what the fuck you just called me?
That's fire. I'm not gonna lie.
Give them context, because we're just talking about slugs like they know what we're saying.
We just be chilling in my driveway and they just pop up. Like, these niggas just pull up. Yesterday, we fucking, I just did some burgers and some corn on the grill. Nothing crazy. One pops up on the grill. The one from the other night was what fucked me up.
That shit was climbing, bro.
And to give context, actually, to last week's episode, was it the day before or the day after that I called you?
It was the day, because we were chilling in the driveway from
It was
from
the day that. I dropped the episode, so I recorded the episode the night before I called you.
Yeah, correct.
I have a bit of a tough time mentally. I call my boys, this nigga's my sponsor and shit, I'm his sponsor, you know, all that other shit.
Chris Moltisanti and fucking... Somebody else?
Tony Soprano?
Definitely not,
right?
Let's not go down that road.
He wasn't. Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Jesus Christ. I call my boy up. He talks me through all this shit. He's helping me fight through my fucking demons and shit.
Hell yeah.
Like a real nigga should. And a fucking slug.
Climbing up the fucking garage, bro.
Oh, shit got me tight. I'm hot right now just thinking about it. I don't know why.
Yo, it was really squirming, too. Honestly, like, you could see it working up.
They honestly, this is kind of, like, crazy to say, but they honestly, like, creep me out a little more than rats do at this point.
Yeah? I mean, it's They're not just familiar like to you. They're
fucking dark. And
yo, my boy thought the fucking slug was a demon. I was like, yo, you want me to smush it? And he was like, yo, don't get out the car right now, for real. Don't get out of the car.
Nah, I'm bugging right now. I really was like, nah, bro. You're not going anywhere. Don't fucking leave me here like this.
Then we left, right, to go get fucking some Oneyville system. Mm-hmm. The New York system and shit. My boy got the fucking glizzies to calm his nerves.
I did.
And we went back. And what we see when we fucking pulled back in, man?
A bat.
Headlights blaring into the open garage. A bat spinning just around.
Wilding out, spinning. You know how they spin? You know how they all spin in the fucking intro of a bat of the Chris Nolan Batman movies? Just like that.
In the garage by itself, like a psycho.
Wilding.
Yo, that shit was scary.
I feel like
the bat got me. The slug, you know, I was like, it's a slug.
On a Jacob tip?
You think so?
You exercised me, my nigga. And then we left to go get that food.
Was out there.
And then the energy came out. And when we came back, all the demons was outside.
It was in our face.
Fuck them. As long as they're not in me. As long as they're not inside me, bro. Pause.
That's true. Crazy. You got exercise, man.
There we go. Nah, I ain't never have no fucking demons inside me. You crazy, bro. That shit sounds so gay.
You only been inside demons.
Yo! Eric!
Yo!
Wow!
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Holy shit. Your intro, bro. We did no intro. That's crazy.
That was fucking insane. We'll be right back.
Welcome to hell.
Beep, beep, beep. That meet my boy.
I don't pay my taxes.
Your girlfriend call me mom.
Take it out.
Your name's Jim. Fucking scumbag.
Get the fuck out of here. Woo. Numbers, baby.
Get the fuck out of here.
Doing numbers.
Yes, we are.
Holy shit.
A lot of
shout out to my boy Albert.
Albert? It's like Albert. Albert.
Yeah. Nah, this ain't him. It's just like an inside thing. We'd be like, oh, numbers. Thing?
I don't know about it.
You don't know about Larry June, man. It is what it is. He was on an Action Bronson episode of Fuck That's Delicious.
That's true. I don't know who Larry June is. I can't start acting like I do. I fucking told my mom about my procedure and she won't leave me the fuck alone now.
Yeah, that's a mistake. You gotta update them and be like, yo, I'm going in for surgery right now. Sorry, I didn't tell you.
The day of?
I didn't want to upset you.
You're a savage. You think I should have told her the day of?
Maybe.
She would have been extra tight. I needed her, though.
She would have been at the fucking hospital.
I needed her, though. So
yeah?
I need somebody to come through with me and all that other shit.
I feel it.
But this might be one of the last episodes I do, bro. So
you think
it's a possibility. These niggas are talking to me about you want to know
near zero.
You don't like hearing about this near zero.
I wonder what it is for real. Can you ask them? Or would that make you like?
I don't know if I want to look.
Nah,
it up.
Don't look it up. Not now.
I might. You sure?
It might be valuable information.
It might be.
Could just make your mind run into a little rabbit hole. So who knows? I would ask the doctor right before I go under because. Hey. He's going to hit you with the anesthesia anyways.
Hey, Siri.
You're going to forget all about it as soon as he says it.
What's the... Hold on. Hey, Siri. What are the chances of dying from anesthesia?
Look what I did. Oh, that's what you're afraid of? You're afraid of the anesthesia part?
One person may die for every 100,000 general anesthetics given.
Is that near zero?
The risk of dying in the operating theater under... The operating theater...
Yeah, you don't know about that?
What the fuck does that mean?
You could be in a theater where they're watching, there's people watching from above, like doctors and nurse practitioners and students and all that stuff. You ever seen Seinfeld where they throw the junior men into the dude that's getting surgery?
Brain damage as a result of having an anesthetic is so rare that the risk has not been put into numbers.
All right, bro. Put that shit down, man.
Nah, chill. We're going to go all the way in this bitch,
this
nigga.
This is why... AI is going to take over, man. Technology is going to fucking...
What happened? What do you mean?
Oh, yo, AI terrifies me. I can't lie.
What do you want to talk about, bro?
We can talk about whatever, bro. We can talk about aliens. We can talk about AI.
Let me see something real quick. So, one person for every 100,000. So, I would say near zero.
Near zero. The odds of you dying during the operation...
Zero would be nice, in the words of Matt Damon, but I mean...
Yeah, zero would be nice.
What are you going to do?
What can you get from theory alone?
They got to fucking intubate... Intubate intubate.
Don't ask me, man.
They got to fucking shove a tube down my throat while intubate? I'm knocked out. Intubate. Yeah. Wow, how easy was that? And I couldn't say it.
Sorry.
I'm going to just quit, bro, honestly.
You going to quit?
Mm-hmm.
Last podcast, no matter what, just.
You want to take over?
Yeah, I'll take over. I'll take as needed.
Every week, full time.
Oof. Big commitment. Are we? Am I doing Real Hungry by myself too?
How would you feel about them shoving something like that down your throat while you're knocked out?
I had a colonoscopy when I was a kid, and they did one tube up the
rectum,
and then down the
what
one?
You were like a fucking pig roast.
This is crazy, right? Let me tell you this. My dad, I was young when I had this procedure or whatever. He goes, I'll tell them to put it down there before they put it up there, so you don't get it after they. He was trying to get me to believe it was one tube, one camera.
Yo,
yeah. He was like, I'll tell them to do your throat first.
So you got put, yo. So, yo, so they put you under for that?
Yeah, I had like a Bane mask on.
You did tell me that you had the gas
flavored anesthesia because I was a kid.
Got you. Yeah. You think darkness I think I chose is your ally?
Orange? Strawberry?
Why, they gave you flavors?
It was flavors. Yeah, yo, I went to like a room and they...
I wonder if when they put the tube down my throat, it's like the fucking old school ratchet ass like flavored condoms that they had. Like, at least there's a flavor.
That's when nuts. When
they fucking rape my mouth.
That's nuts.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, they're going to fondle you. You ever think about that part of it?
First of all.
Yo. You ever think about that part? That they're just like taking wild pictures of you or some shit. Like you're under, bro. They could be doing like
really be wild now taking shit. Selfies. I read like this. Damn, you know what I've been doing?
Like this is your dick, and they're just like,
you know what I've been doing? Now that I think about
holy
it, I've
shit.
Been like wilding out, like asking mad questions. Like I keep calling them back, like, yo, my bad, I got another question. And they've been mad, like
they'll be like, yo, what's the odds of somebody touching my dick while I'm under, right?
This doctor, nah, I haven't asked that, but I'm gonna just let it. But my thing is now, I've been such a hypochondriac, like I naturally am, that like I've just had mad questions and they've been very patient. They made sure to tell me, like, yo, ask how many questions you want, whatever. So I've been asking. And asking and asking and asking. But what if they're all just like huddled up like, yo, this motherfucker's annoying. We're going to fuck with him while he's under. It could happen now.
Probably near zero.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's an asshole sometimes. You'll be fine, man.
Look at this little fucking pussy. He had all these questions and shit.
You'll be fine, bro. They do it every day.
I don't know.
That same guy that's going in there. Does that shit every comes fucking off, other Wednesday.
When I talk to him, this nigga comes off like Doctor Strange. You know what I mean? Like he's like, you know, Doctor Strange is like a fucking big time neurosurgeon or whatever. Like this dude is so cocky.
Neurosurgeon?
He's a neurosurgeon.
Huh.
Doctor Strange. That's how he started off.
Gotcha.
He fucked his hands up.
Is that in the movie?
Yeah. Did you watch the movie or no? The first one?
I don't know if I saw the first one. If that's not ringing a bell.
I did see
the Multiverse of Madness.
What'd you think about that one quickly?
It was pretty good, but it wasn't really my style, I guess. I mean, it was a little darker for a Marvel movie, which was tight.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it. Aside from that, yeah, he's like a watch the first one, you'd like it. He's just like this top neurosurgeon in New York. This fucking dude that I'm going to see for this procedure is actually like one of the top electrophysiologists in Boston.
Really?
So I mean, I'm send your prayers, send your fucking good energies and all of that. I want to come out of this shit fucking brand new out of it. If you guys don't know, I'm getting a catheter ablation. I'm not going to bore you to death, but they're going to fucking go up through a main artery in my leg and go all the way up into my heart and either burn or freeze whatever the fuck is sending the bad electrical signals in my heart to make it beat irregular. So I'm just trying to fucking live a long, good life, bro. That's the mission. So.
I feel that, bro. I'm trying to. Life is good right now.
Dude is like so. He must be so good that he's like so cocky to a point where like he barely even talks to you. Like the only time I've spoken to him, he was very like, "Oh yeah, you want the medicate? You want to get the medication? Or you want to do the procedure? Oh, procedure? Cool, good. I'll see you on this day." And then boom. Everybody else I'm talking to like for him.
Know what that tells me? Or is it gonna be okay, bro?
Yeah, that's what it tells me too. So,
come on, man.
I got the fucking Doctor Strange of procedures working on me.
He's gonna get you
possibly raping my mouth.
Moving and grooving in no time, man. Trust the doctor, man.
Do I need the tube down my throat though, for real? That's just kind of crazy.
I don't know. What's that? You said that's for anesthesia?
Yeah. It's to help me breathe.
Sounds like some excuse for something else. They're doing devious things to you in your surgeries, man. All
right, let's move on, please, because I'm about to call them right now, actually, and cancel it.
You should.
You think so?
Yeah, why not?
Yo, bro.
You only get one heart. What are you trying to do, fix it?
What the fuck do court fees go rock. Towards?
The judge's next vacation? I don't know. Honestly, I don't
every
know,
time
bro.
I go to traffic court, even if I'm like not, even if it's like it gets dismissed, it's like, oh yeah, all you got is court fees.
Think all the people that work there split it like tips in a restaurant.
They do get mad people in there every day.
Like, yeah, I know. Like that's crazy. Each person that works in a court would probably have like, I don't know, 10 different people paying them a certain amount of money.
And I've talked to cops who are like, we don't have a quota, and it's like they might tell you that, but you also might be programmed to a point where you're just fucking pulling niggas over regardless all the time anyways.
Yeah, I mean, they say there's no police quota anymore, but I don't believe it. It seems like there is.
I don't know. Maybe the cops don't know.
At the end of the month, they're pulling people over left
and
right.
But the higher-ups program the cops enough to be like, yo, pull niggas over.
Yeah.
And do it a lot to a point where niggas could split the tat. Bro, $60 fucking dollars? They hit you with the, all you got is court fees. All you got is court fees, as if it's like a $2 thing. It's fucking $60, bro.
What kind you got? You got traffic court? What do you do?
Traffic court this morning. I hands free. Wow.
Oh, they pulled you over and gave you that.
Yeah, who cares, bro?
Like, you're driving hands free?
I was driving the hands free law. Like, I had my phone in my hand.
Oh. That's crazy.
That I was on my phone?
No.
Fuck it, right? Who cares?
Like, I'll send a text every once in a while, change a song.
Exactly.
We don't have radios anymore. Bro, I tell them, dog. I tell them, I'm like, yo, there's no radios anymore. I'm not touching up here. What's the difference between me touching up here than fucking doing
that's
it on my
a
hand?
Fucking good point, actually.
Fuck out of here, bro.
What's up with that?
And they're like, yeah, you kind of have a point.
So and they let you go?
I'm white.
You think that that's
like I got glasses and I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Is that how you talk?
Nah. Sometimes I'll play up my politeness. You know what I mean? You got to put the customer service voice on.
I call, like, I'm very, like, right off the bat when it comes to window, like, I'm sorry, boss. Like, you know, whatever the
bro said, I'm sorry,
is.
Boss.
That's
what
all I can
you,
say.
What are you, fucking not... 40 years old?
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, yo. Sorry, boss, chief. didn't mean to do it. I don't know what I did.
Oh my god. All I know is it used to be fucking $30 like 2 years ago and now it's
really?
60. Yeah.
So you've been doing this for a while, you just haven't you haven't ceased. Just, even though you've been punished. You're not learning your lesson.
Somehow. Yeah. I really do want to try to have a good driving record, but it's kinda like me trying to go a while without fucking doing porn. Like it just always ends up happening.
When was the last time you watched porn?
This morning.
Morning?
Yeah.
Huh.
Why, you're not a morning guy?
Not usually a morning guy. That's too much time in my day. Like, to start the day, I'm waking up, like, 40 minutes before I got to be out the door, low-key.
Well, this morning was like a, like, it was like a damn, like, you know what it was this morning? I didn't go to the gym this morning.
Yeah, I mean, it gets your
heart
going.
When I go to the gym, I'm like,
you're
not doing
that. You're flexing a little.
When I go to the gym, I'm like, you're not doing that.
The blood's flowing.
Yeah. Once you fucking let that shit go, there goes some, like, a good load of testosterone. So, like, when
true.
I do the gym in the morning, that's not happening. When I'm not doing the gym in the morning, I think that's what ends up happening. I'm like, yo, you know what? I'm not going to the gym. I'm a little frustrated. I just had a fucking traffic court. Fuck it. I'm going to go rub one out real quick.
Yeah. I understand. A little de-stress, I guess.
Time,
you know?
Shit, whatever.
You have the time. You got to get it when you can get it.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I fucking cried my fucking eyes out. Watching Interstellar, I don't like harder this time.
Yeah,
than ever. Yeah,
feel like shit rolls over and rolls over, and especially when you have like if you have shit going on in your life, and you're just like, oh wow, this is what's gonna push me over the edge, huh?
Sometimes
fucking Interstellar,
need,
man.
I'm a grown ass nigga, bro.
Just watching like, it in the theater too.
Yeah, shout out to you and shout out to the Boston Museum of Science for having that crazy IMAX
dome,
screen.
Man, that shit was
dome.
Crazy.
sometimes you really, like, I'm really all for, like, a good cry, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes as a grown-ass man, you need to let out a good cry. But the thing is, Interstellar, like, even if I'm not going through shit, just really does it to me.
Cries are necessary, man.
Yeah.
Like, a big releasing cry, energy just gone. Sometimes you gotta do it, bro.
What's the best cry as a man?
Like, what's the best cry?
Yeah. Like, the angry cry, the fucking fuck.
I think, I mean, the angry cry is like, I don't really like that one. That one's not a favorite emotion of mine.
Yeah, because you're really turned up.
But like, then the heartbreak one really fucking sucks too.
Yeah.
Man, the human condition is rough, huh?
The heartbreak one is messy because, like, you might cry and then you'll cry in other ways after that.
Yeah, and there's like a feeling there too. It's like, yeah, whoa, this is gone.
Yeah, like, oof. First you're losing tears, then you're losing something else.
Yeah.
Usually, you know,
and occasionally. And general sadness. I feel like general sadness might be like, I think a what am I doing cry is the cry that I'm going for.
That's the one.
Like, what am I doing right now? Yo, like,
I love it.
What the fuck, man? Yo, I can't wait to do some real hungry skits, man.
That'll be great.
I'll get my acting shit off.
I try.
Fatalities. Jonah, come on,
fatality.
You're an Oscar nominated actor. You gotta sell that shit. Fatalities.
Such a good movie. This is the end. It's on Netflix, I think, now.
That's how I'm feeling nowadays, man. I know we talked about this like the last two pods we had, but it's like,
I love Jonah Hill laying in bed and he's like, God, it's me, Jonah Hill. From Moneyball.
Say, hi, God. I'd like to talk to you for a second. Holy shit.
Oh, man. Fuck. What were we talking about?
The apocalypse.
Are you serious?
The apocalypse.
Now? You want to do this now?
You want to get it away early or you want to end it with apocalypse?
We should end it with apocalypse.
We're going to end it with doom and gloom.
Yo, bro.
Yo, you didn't even talk about it, huh?
What?
The tornado. We can save that for the doom and gloom or no? Or you got to get it in
Let's
now.
Let's get it in now.
There was a tornado in Rhode Island, bro. I seen the video of it. I sent you the video, right?
I was texting you because I live near Johnston.
Yeah, you were. That was scary. I was like, damn. I had to hit up my uncle, too, because he lives in North Providence. Everything was
I had to check on my grandmother.
You said that,
yeah. Yeah. Yo, there was an actual tornado in Rhode Island.
Touchdown. Fuck.
That's some day after tomorrow shit. Like, really these shits are not supposed to be in the Northeast.
My dad, Dennis Quaid's like, yo, I don't know what's going on.
Your dad.
It's cracking in the.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
It's cracking in the Antarctic. They're shifting. I don't know.
Dennis Quaid is the father that I want during an apocalypse.
Yo, for real.
Like, honestly.
I'll take him, man.
Like, the nigga from 2012, what's his name? That he, it's him and like two sisters.
Oh man,
what the fuck?
I
is
don't
his
remember.
Name? Jesus Christ!
It's not my favorite movie.
It's not.
Nah.
Like the first, when it comes to apocalypse movies,
what else is
we're
he
doing
in?
This now,
give me one if you can think.
Oh man, what the fuck is his name?
Never mind.
Yeah, forget it. It's not that important.
It's not important.
But he's the fucking dad in 2012, which was like good for the first like 20 minutes when everything's popping off, and
true.
Then after that it's like,
oh, we're all on Noah's Ark right now, cool. Like,
the
what
Russian dude got the Russian what dude the fuck? Fucking got his in.
I don't know. Hollywood, man, cinema's back.
Life is getting cinematic though. Like, what the fuck are tornadoes doing in the Northeast?
I seen it go across the highway in a video. A guy's Tesla recorded it. AI recorded a fucking tornado in Rhode Island. That car drives itself.
That was a
it's
Tesla.
AI.
That was a Tesla, wasn't it? The cameras.
The puzzle pieces are connecting, man. Do you feel the synchronicities? Do you feel it?
You're wilding right now. Why are you turning up so much?
I'm manic right now.
You need to leave, sir.
I'm manic like right now.
Yo, you know what? Take the heat off me from last week's episode. Fuck it. Maybe I was manic.
Nah,
last
really
week.
Not, though. I'm just living life. I'm in a Kanye mode right now. Like, I'm not manic. Yo, he really says that.
I'm off the meds.
It's like, I'm not bipolar.
You're
I'm
talking about Kanye.
Are you?
I'm off the meds, bro.
Why are you announcing that on the pod? You just You just had people hit you up like, yo,
fuck them, are you niggas. Good?
And now you're like, yo, I'm off my meds. Fuck you got a ski niggas. Mask on outside of a fucking restaurant in LA. Like, I'm not bipolar. I love the Jews. And yo, you're Kanye'd out, bro.
I'm still in therapy, though, so I'm not completely
about to Kanye'd move to Wyoming and fucking drive a fucking tank across the fucking field,
I'm
bro.
I'm off meds. Nah, chill. I'm not officially off meds.
I love being bipolar. It's awesome.
Yeah?
That's on the cover of...
No, it's not.
That's on the cover of that fucking album,
bro.
You said
that. You meant that.
It is. It's cool. It's good for the creative process, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, my doctor told me that she actually thinks that I got put into the wrong box when they put me as bipolar. I told you this, right?
You did tell me this, yes. Yeah. Yes.
People get put in the wrong boxes sometimes in the mental health field, man.
I would honestly love to be told that.
Be like, yo, Jimmy, all that shit we thought you had going on before, you're cured, bro. It's not the case. Yo, honestly, when you was going through all that stuff, you were just bugging, man.
Yeah.
Imagine they told you that. You're like, silly me. It was just me.
Yo.
I can't stop looking at these things because I watched The Ring the other day and it's freaking me the fuck out, bro. It's giving me real anxiety. Glad.
What you got in there?
This is the Strawberry Beach from Miracle Gardens. Is it Jimbo friendly? Yeah, you'll be straight.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you just
take a little rip. Smoke a little crack in here?
Yeah.
Smoke
crack with me, bro. Let's run.
So what were you getting at with the apocalypse shit? Because I definitely felt very apocalyptic the other day when there was tornadoes in the fucking Northeast.
Yeah, that was kind of crazy. I mean, there's apocalyptic shit going on all the time, bro. The fucking Earth is fucking mad at us, man. It's just like... If the Earth really is an organism, which it really feels like it is, it's made up of mostly water. It's got like breathing fucking trees all over the place.
These motherfuckers get together and they talk.
Yeah, they. You can't look them in the eyes. Yeah, wires get all crossed, you know. I don't know, man. I just feel like there's a lot of natural disaster. We always come back to natural disasters between the two of us.
But they happen so often.
I feel like that's just what's going to take us
off. Fucking Maui, my nigga. Yo, Joe Biden wanted to give them niggas $700, bro.
He said $700?
You didn't see that?
Nah, bro. I don't be paying attention to shit like that because I feel like the...
Man's offered to give them and paid them $700 each.
Didn't they give the Ukraine like billions of dollars?
Huh?
They gave the Ukraine like billions of dollars.
They did.
And they're like, yeah, citizens of the U.S.? A couple 700, not even the fucking stimulus for the COVID shit.
Nah,
that was 1200.
Nah, it's not like $700 a week. Like, it's the one payment
one
of $700.
Seven, bang. It's aggressive.
That's crazy.
I mean, I know it was the last state, but
to get you guys started up and get you the things you need, like your food and your medicine. Like, bro, what?
This is why I don't watch the news, because that shit would fuck with my head and be why is this going on, man?
It pops up on the gram, and I hate it too. I hate it. I hate Instagram. I can't decide what I hate Instagram more for, either news or fucking bitches. I mean, at least with one, I could fucking get a nut off.
Whoa.
With the news, it's like, what's whoa? What about it?
Nah, nothing whoa about it.
Oh.
I was like, I don't have a board, so I was just making up a...
There we go.
A flex drop.
I'm gonna actually fucking add that to the soundboard.
Yo, this is an off-the-cuff whoa.
Yo, bro. Yeah, I'm not...
You know how sticky it gets.
What would you say you wouldn't want more on your timeline? Like the hoes or like the hoes, like the Instagram hoes, like the models with the asses and the tits out and all that other shit?
What's the other
option? Or news. You got to get rid of one.
I have to get rid of one?
Yeah.
I mean, the news. It's already out of my life, so it's not a good question.
But then, like,
I don't watch the news,
man. But then you see the hoes, and every time you see the hoes, you just kind of want to rub one out.
Yeah,
or just at least, you fight the urge to rub one out, and then instead you're like horny for the rest of the day.
Listen, man, there comes a time in a man's life where it boils over, And it doesn't matter if you're watching a movie that you love or you're
it definitely boils over.
You're on the timeline chilling and one sneaks up on you. You're like, whoa, where the fuck did you come from?
Yes.
You know, sometimes you even just get a little PTSD, you know what I mean? And you get a flashback in your brain, you're like, I could use that as ammo real quick. There's a lot of circumstances where it could get off.
It definitely boils over, 100%. You're right about that. You get to a point in your life where it boils over.
Did I fucking whiff on that? Or are we like...
What do you mean?
Did the crowd not laugh?
Wait, about what?
I'm bombing right now. Please shoot me.
Yo, what the fuck is going on?
Don't make me have another giggle. Yo, did you put any of that in?
What?
In the Jurassic Park one? Remember I was giggling like a motherfucker?
No, I cut it out. All right. Figured you didn't want it in there, but whatever just happened right now, it's going to happen.
Nah, that could go in.
Yeah, fuck it.
That shit was hilarious. I could not stop laughing.
I was
You could have put it in as like one of the reels or some
dying.
Shit.
I definitely might still.
You were like uncomfortable, it felt like.
I was just like, yo, what's happening? But at the same time, I had to have patience because that time I was smacked on the first episode.
True.
That was like a 20-minute delay. That was
crazy. It all evens out. Yeah, that was kind of tough.
Yo.
Man, everybody gets there, though, you know? Weed gets you by
Everybody has those days.
Weed grips you up sometimes.
Ayo, but that's actually true. Why do you have that cup in my studio?
Yeah. Look at that. Since you brought it up, Cowboys.
Let me guess. You guys are winning the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know about all that.
Nah, if you Dak, know what? Let me not play my boy.
If Dak doesn't fucking throw the ball to the other team,
my boy is
year.
Not a delusional Cowboy fan. He's a cool Cowboy fan.
I am going down to watch them beat the Patriots this year, though.
Good for you. They will.
In October.
They absolutely
Shout
will.
Shout out to all the fucking bitch-ass Patriots guys, fans though. On here. Huh?
The Giants will take one game against you guys this year.
You think so? You don't think it's going to be a sweep like last year? Yeah, I do.
How much you want to do?
I'm going two Cowboys for 50. Or you want to go bigger
two
than 50.
Two Cowboys for 50. What do you mean two Cowboys?
Cowboys W's.
All two for 50? Yeah, let's do 50. There we go. You heard it here first.
Gentleman's nice wager.
50 crisp.
I got $50. One with Surge, too, for 50.
Get out of here.
On most wins for the season.
Ah, okay.
That's record, you know?
I mean, I trust Brian Daboll. I trust him more than fucking Aaron Boone. That's for sure. That nigga fucking sucks.
Yeah, what are
the
you
The Yankees
do?
Are doing what my grandmother would call fucking... shitting the bed. So
listen, all that stuff right there is to distract us from what's really going on.
So let's talk about it.
From what's really going on, man.
You want to fucking talk about it? You want to call some people? Let's go. Let's talk about it, bro. What's up?
What's the real issues, man? What's the number one issue?
Climate change.
Climate change. Number one.
Ah, fuck. You're really going to do this to me?
Is it societal or is it fucking environmental? That's the thing. Who's going to destroy who first? Us? Are we going to destroy us? Amongst each other or through the fucking cosmos and fucking biosphere and all this bullshit? Greenhouse gases.
I think climate change is the biggest one for sure.
Yeah.
Like, we're speeding up. I think naturally I've done mad research on all this shit, like too much, I think. And naturally, from what I've read, these things are supposed to happen, like these weather patterns, like El Nino, La Nina, like. These things are supposed to happen, but climate change speeds it up and makes it worse.
Know what else is supposed to happen?
What's that?
Extinction level events. It resets the earth.
Let's just narrow it down.
Come on, bro.
Extinction level event. You think this is
super volcano? Is my vote still?
You know what I'm thinking?
That shit would be wavy.
Yeah, me too, bro.
Because we're right. We're mad close. So we'll feel but the what fucking
about
aftershock.
What about
or some
that
shit?
Thing I told you though? Like
which one?
Like I don't think we talked about it on the episode we had last, but. I think that when that super volcano goes off, don't get me wrong, it's going to, like, fuck a lot of people, and that sucks.
That's Hiroshima by, like, fucking 100 times.
Yeah. It'll create a long winter.
Yeah.
And
nuclear winter, they call it.
Yeah. I'm wondering, and it'll cool the planet. By however many degrees. Dramatically.
Uh-huh.
You know how...
is that what makes an ice age?
I believe it could.
Huh.
Because it's covering the planet, it cools the planet. It keeps the sun from coming in as much. The plant, you know, the whole thing with climate change is that the temperature of the planet altogether is getting to a point, it keeps going up, and it's going to get to a point where it's like irreversible. What if that fucking volcano going off is what needs to happen to fucking
cool down the earth? Fuck. And reverse climate change. That is what happens. I feel like life is cyclical, and like that is a thing that is very possible. Hey, in theory, you know what I'm saying? It's not near zero, bro.
It's not. I don't think it's near zero.
I think that's a good theory. That's a hypothesis, as they would say in science class.
You got to play the fucking... You know what I feel like when I just hit you with that right now?
Can you hear the music?
Can you hear the fucking music? Hold on. That was me right there talking to you about the fucking...
Oh, man.
Yo. Oh,
yo,
my
shout
God.
Out to Nolan, because I went and seen 2001 in the theater as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's very influenced by him. And he, at the end of it, the main character knocks over a glass,
mm-hmm.
and it shatters, and you see the glass go all over the place. It's the same fucking glass that he's throwing the glasses against the corner, and he does the shot of the glass going everywhere.
Wow.
Loves Kubrick. I love it.
Okay.
Nolan's fucking, he's a G, bro.
He's that nigga, man.
Yeah.
But what do you souping me up, or you really feel like that theory is like it's valid, right?
No, that's very valid. I very much understand.
Aside from all the alien weird shit that's going on, which, you know, I also want to talk about.
Yeah, now listen, this is my thing. I don't want to get anybody fucking in trouble. But they were so fucking weird about, I wasn't this type of guy. I got a fucking vaccine and all this other stuff. They hid the fucking COVID details a lot about everything, about the whole situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're telling us that aliens are real? What the fuck is going on? I don't know what to trust out of this thing, which is part of the thing where I'm like, yo, I don't want to watch the news because, like, I don't know what's true and what's not.
Yeah, no.
Denzel Washington said in a little thing, he was like, oh, if you don't read the news, if you don't watch the news, you're uninformed. If you do watch the news, you're misinformed. And it's like, what are we doing here?
That's a fact.
Come on.
I agree with that. I don't watch the I don't watch the news.
But you consume it in a way.
I consume it. Like, it'll
peripherally,
like, complex news will pop up with some shit.
Okay.
Or I'll see it. You know what I mean? That's how I end up seeing the news. I'm like,
today's Washington Post.
Yeah.
I'm joking. I'm just busting your balls.
Why you read
complex news is today's Washington Post? I'm just busting balls.
No, that is today's Washington Post. Actually,
it might be X Threads,
but somehow, some way, it always pops up.
Yeah,
and
I feel you.
And I'm like, ah, fuck. All right, I guess we're gonna look into this. But I do my separate research. You know what I mean? Because like, I don't trust, bro. Like 90% of these news outlets are fucking trash.
It's a lot of clickbait nowadays
a shit ton of clickbait.
Yeah.
But I think the aliens have been around and we didn't need confirmation. And I agree with you. Like, all of a sudden we decide to like acknowledge it and have this whole thing about it.
Yeah.
Now, what are you guys distracting us from?
Exactly. I feel
because
that.
We've been known, nigga. Yeah. Like we knew this.
And we sound like some real conspiracy guys right now. Was it tinfoil hat, man?
I'm not a big, you know, I mean, like,
I'm sure there's a lot that you dismiss.
There's a lot that
there's
I
a lot
dismiss.
Of the conspiracies that like you're probably
the,
like.
I don't like the.
I know.
I don't like the actors thing. Like,
yo, the actors thing is kind of crazy though. Not to get all weird like that, but I've seen maybe there were doctor videos, but I've seen like some weird shit. I haven't delved very deep into it.
I don't believe in videos,
but
that
it's strange.
Are like
from what I saw,
I feel like some of the videos are like edited.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Like
I don't know
like,
too
like,
much
like,
about
I feel
it.
Like people, like wherever these videos come from, like it's usually like the conspiracy theory videos. Like I feel like it's like edited videos that they make to like push the theories out there sometimes.
No, I feel you.
Sometimes.
It's just content, kind of. You know what I mean? Like it's just to create a little internet thing for people to go on about.
But it is a very crazy concept. Like, yo, the government, we're going to have these mass shootings and just plant the same actors.
Crisis actors.
Like, would they
in the
be,
background.
Would they be that stupid to do that, though, the government? That's my biggest thing
with
that
theory. I don't know.
My biggest thing with that theory is, like, The government cannot.
Yo, this is why Alex Jones really did get canceled, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he was going hard about that shit.
He was wilding out.
Like, wilding about the Sandy Hook shit.
Yeah.
And this was, like, his main shit. Like, he was on there that day, like, going crazy, like.
InfoWars.
Fucking saying mad shit.
That's his shit, right? InfoWars?
It was InfoWars, yeah.
That dude be wilding. That's the type of nigga. Fucking, like, this is the thing. Like, niggas like us. We'll see these shits and, like, poke fun at it, talk about it, but it's, like, niggas like him fixate.
Oh, like, obsessed. Like,
you know his blood pressure is high as fuck every single hour. I'm surprised he hasn't had a heart attack on air. Yeah, because he's wilding out, like, about shit that, yo, let's just face it. We're talking this shit right now. We're having fun with it. It's out of our control. Like,
everything's out of our control.
The fucking shit that happened the other day with the tornadoes, I grabbed the fucking proxy right away. I was like, yo, we're going out like this.
Bro, hit him with the lemon lose, man. Had to go get the bag and the fucking...
Get the lose.
The bottom of the boat.
Get those fucking lose.
You know what I hate about that situation is that I'm technically Jonah in that situation, and I have to go get the fucking hash out the fucking puddle.
Yeah, I would too, bro.
No. I'm saying, you know how we always like, oh, which character are we in the movie? Like, I'm Cliff and you're
okay,
Rick.
Okay.
I'm definitely Donnie.
Why you say that?
Because you're fucking Jordan, let's be honest.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're both wild.
Yeah.
But, like, in a sense, I guess, okay, yeah, Donnie didn't have the kids.
Huh?
Donnie didn't have the kids, I don't think.
Donnie did have kids. He had kids with his cousin.
You're not going to have kids with your cousin.
No, so. I'm not. I would hope not.
I could see that though, regardless. Like, yo, bro, I don't know where my proxy's at, but I know you got your shit in the whip down there and fucking 6 feet of water.
Yeah.
You mind grabbing that real quick?
Yeah.
Let's fucking do it. Let's go out with a bang because I am not. Yo, that's the realest shit I ever heard in a movie. I will not die sober, bro.
Yeah, I'll be taking a nice little.
I'll be puff damned if we're in the middle of an apocalypse.
Yeah.
And I'm not stoned all the time. Not all the time.
That's why I'm voting for like a one that looks cool. You know what I mean? Like if there's a bunch of meteors hitting the fucking sky, that'd be dope to smoke through.
Yeah, true.
Like
I would get annihilated.
Yeah, I'm literally and figuratively.
But there's like a balance of like, do you want to be clapped or do you want to be a dog? I would try to find like a medium.
Yeah, you think? That's where your mind goes to for that?
I gotta go back to the last episode, bro. I mean what I say, like, you gotta fucking Matt Damon in The Martian, that shit. You gotta fucking find a way to survive. Oh, wait. Or are you just hanging it up and just getting smacked?
I mean, I would, you know, I'd go like that at first and be like, if it hits me and I'm done.
Well, I know how my movie's going. Alexander's going to be tapping at the window like, Dad, what's Uncle Eric doing, you fucking piece of shit?
That's not what I mean. Like, if it's happening, it's happening, right? And then if it doesn't happen the way you think it's going to happen, then you deal with it.
I think my balance is going to be, like, not going outside and doing that whole thing. But, like, I'm going to get smacked. I'm going to be smacked and also try to figure out a way to keep moving.
I understand. So you're automatically, when you're like, yo, the shit's going off and they're telling you about it, you're in the basement forever instead of being like, all right, let's fucking die on the sword.
I'm not in the basement forever, but I'm going to try the basement. And then like when it calms down, I'm out. I'm outside.
All right.
Like meteors, volcanoes, alien invasion, same shit. The biblical shit will kind of
fuck me up. Yo, if the Bible shit really happens, yeah, nah. I'm fucking shook. Because I'm like, damn, I really stopped believing in that shit, and here it is. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
It's so crazy because I still believe in God in my own way.
That's not what I mean. But I mean, the whole story of everything.
Yes.
Smiting and all this. I'm like,
like, come on, bro.
I just watched The Pope's Exorcist today. Fucking shout out to...
The Pope's Exorcist. Why does that sound so familiar?
It was a new movie this year. Who's that guy? Russell Crowe. He plays a fucking exorcist.
How was that?
It was trash.
Yeah, I figured.
But yeah, man, what if that does happen, bro?
That would be the one that would make me shit. Plagues
and everything and all that shit.
Just I'm not like, going to lie. That would be the one that would locusts, make me shit bricks.
Locusts coming through?
How about like when anytime like any outbreak happens ever, Christians are like, that's the plague.
Yeah, it's one of the
Ebola, COVID.
It's one of the signs. It's one of the seven trumpets. Is it seven trumpets?
Let me look that up. Let's not sound ignorant now.
Jacob, I don't mean this in any harm towards you. I didn't.
Very seriously.
I'm just talking.
Can we not bring up Jacob, please? Just talking. I don't really want to make him think that the podcast is all about him and all that other shit.
I didn't mean it like that.
Nah, you could say whatever the fuck. I just don't want to give him the whole, like, yo, these guys, these grown men fucking, all they want to do is talk about me on their podcast. Like,
yeah, true.
Shut the fuck up. All right. The seven trumpets. Bum, bum, bum. Yes, it is. Seven trumpets. Human souls who have been endowed with heavenly attributes and invested with... Oh, no, this is different. Nope. To cue seven trumpets. Seven trumpets are sounded one at a time to cue apocalyptic events.
Okay. I don't really know too much about it. I know there's horses of the apocalypse, too. There's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of things, man.
Well, should I read into this right now?
You should. A tsunami would be so unchill.
Yo.
You know?
Can we just get a Google Images? Because this is stressing me out. Green grass and a third of the trees are burned up.
A third of the trees.
Love it.
Wow. Man.
A third of the sea becomes blood.
What the fuck is this?
A third of ships and sea life are destroyed. Third trumpet.
Whoa.
A third of waters turn bitter. Fourth. This is why I hate the Book of Revelations, my least favorite book of all time.
This is crazy.
And the Order of the Phoenix exists. But we're going with the Book of Revelations.
This guy's crazy.
What? I hate the Order of the Phoenix. That was a rough time in Harry Potter.
He goes least favorite books, Revelation and Order of the Phoenix. That's crazy, that's a
tough one. You know that, right?
I know, but I'm just laughing at the fact that you put those two in the same category.
Fourth trumpet. A third of the sun, moon, and stars do not shine.
A fourth of the moon ain't gonna shine, man. Be fucking crazy.
That one's a little.
Listen, if you don't believe it, you don't believe it, man. But just don't make fun of it.
Fifth trumpet. Locusts wield the beast military power. Locusts?
Yeah.
Like
in The Mummy, those bugs that fly in the desert.
Okay.
They look like grasshoppers.
Six.
They eat everything.
200 million man army, a third of mankind killed.
Oh.
Seventh trumpet, the kingdom of God is declared. All right.
That's crazy. We're back on This Is the End. Blue beams.
That would definitely be the one that would make me shit my fucking pants.
The most?
On the spot.
Because then you're connecting in your head. You're like, yo, this is kind of familiar to like.
Like, I feel my fucking ass getting hot right now as I think about it. Like, I'm ready to shit in this fucking chair. You know when you have like a bad case of diarrhea?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
100%.
I'm not feeling this right now.
Not feeling what?
This podcast.
Really?
Nah, I'm fucking with
you. Man, that's crazy.
Yo, bro. I agree. I think that would be the one that would make me shit bricks the most. But the seven trumpet shit, I don't know.
I don't know anything about it, really. I just heard about it, and I wanted to get your take on it.
I've gone through the Book of Revelation. I went to this church that I hated so much. I resent the fuck out of that church. I honestly resent...
It's blasphemous.
I'm not going to lie. I resent my family just a little bit for taking me there on Sundays. And I know that, like, I understand, like, my pops was kind of under the pressure of, like,
other people. The one where people were falling out and shit?
People were, like, fucking getting tossed by the Holy Ghost. Apparently.
Yeah.
And aside from that, they would, like, I'd be sitting. They was getting to a point. I've been through so many of these moments of my life. I don't know if it's felt this way for other people, but I feel like my whole life has been like yo, the end is near, the end is near, the end is near. Like, I wonder if it felt like that. I mean, it had to have been. There's been other, like, nuclear, there's been other times where nuclear threat was at an all-time high and all of that, but, like, there's a lot that's gone on in our lifetimes.
Yeah, I mean, well, I think, like, every generation has probably felt like, yo, but the world's gonna end.
These motherfuckers would, like, read the Book of Revelations every week and remind us. And, like, it was almost like fear-mongering a little bit. Like, yo, you got to worship God because this is what's going to happen. And it's like, damn, yo, so can we go back to Genesis?
Yeah, right.
So Noah's Ark, nice, that's a good cool story.
That's not a bad story,
that's,
you know?
That's a good story, cool, you know? Why are we continuing to talk about this guy, John's visions?
I don't know.
Like, I don't want to hear it anymore. They're not, you know.
John who?
I think John was the one. Was John the one with the visions? Yep. John, yeah, you got it right there. Look at you knowing shit. Yeah.
Come on, man. Good Catholic boy over here. He was
the
one
with the visions. I don't know. That nigga could have just been having, I mean, like, bro, I have mad apocalyptic dreams. What if he was just having my type of shit and they just fucking wrote it out and all of a sudden that's legit?
Wow.
Right?
Jimmy the Baptist. You got a new name.
I mean, I don't think I'm having, like, legitimate visions. My point is, like, he was probably just tripping the way I was on the nights that I didn't smoke hash. They didn't even have hash back then.
Yes, they did.
You think so?
I think they
so
did.
There it is. He didn't smoke hash on those nights, and he had fucking trippy dreams, and they wrote it out as a seven trumpet.
Hash is mad old. It's from Morocco. It was in that area, too, so.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All I know is, respectfully, I do believe in God. Parts of me obviously still believe in some things that I've learned in church, but...
I believe in an interconnected thing between everybody. You know what I mean? That we can tap into and kind of feel, but I don't know. I just don't feel comfortable calling it God. It's weird.
What I told my brother other day, like, my belief in a God and a spiritual aspect of life is this, to simplify it. I believe in God. I'm going to say God, a higher power, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yes.
I think that with that, there's a spiritual aspect to life that we can't explain, we can't see, and not even some of the brilliant scientists in the world can see and explain. And what I connected with my brother, me and my brother were having a fucking conversation because we're always fucking smoking and just shooting the shit. FaceTime, in person, whatever. And I told them, like, yo, I think I told you the same thing, too. Scientists, and I've been on my fucking real, like, interstellar shit lately. Like, I took my daughter to fucking, shout out to Frosty Drew, and you put me on.
Oh, yeah.
And saw the Milky Way, saw the fucking night sky clear as ever. We saw Saturn's fucking rings through one telescope, Jupiter and its moons in another, detailed.
So jealous.
The fucking dome, the $100,000 fucking telescope that's in that dome showed us like a fucking, the aftermath of like a star that exploded.
That's fucking wavy, bro.
Stupid shit, right?
I love the red lights in there.
Love it. Gives me that fucking vengeance vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they talked about it the other night. A very, very big chunk of space is taken up by dark energy and dark matter.
Yeah.
And they still don't know what the fuck it is. They just know that it's there. There's one part of the brain that we don't know what it's for also. What if the two are connected in a way and that's just the spiritual, like that's...
Whoa,
dark
huh?
matter and dark energy, to me, is like, what if that's just spirits traveling through space and life is always fucking, like, expanding and growing in the universe, and that part of the brain is, like, where the spirit fucking enters. We're just ever traveling.
You might be onto something right there,
in
man.
The universe.
That's a good theory, too, man. You full of good theories today, bro.
That's that. Come on, bro. Crazy.
Can you hear the music? Boy, Kenneth Branagh, man.
I don't know. That's just my thought process. I also kind of been thinking lately, like, what if, right? That's also a what if. It's something that I really like. I'm like, those are two mysteries that science can't explain, like the thing with the brain and dark energy and dark matter. There was a thing about it in Breaking Bad where him and Gretchen were like writing on a chalkboard.
Yes, the soul.
And he was right? like, what is that? Like, yeah. Oh, what if that's just the soul?
Yeah.
I thought about that and I looked it up. I'm like, oh yeah, like legit. Obviously, Breaking Bad's using real science.
Do you know about the thing where they've weighed people as they're dying?
And what?
And look that up, bro. I think it's 28 ounces. It's an ounce. Like you lose a pound. I want to get the exact number, but they'll put them on a scale, like a flat table scale, and as they expire, some weight leaves their body.
Yo, what the fuck? I just saw it.
How many ounces?
21.3 grams.
21.3 grams. So one of almost six an
objects
ounce.
Lost three quarters of an. I'm getting like real.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
They think it's the this soul like leaving the body. Right it's now. Very weird. It freaks me the fuck out.
So it connects with everything else I'm talking like.
Yes.
Let me double check the shit with the brain because I'm pretty sure that that's like 100%.
Bro, they don't know where we go when we sleep. What's going on there? I'm not convinced. I'm just sitting in my fucking bed just like this fucking shit going on in my brain. I'm having fucking crazy dreams and memories and shit feels real. It feels like I'm actually somewhere else. And this sounds like two high guys on a podcast just fucking talking absolute nonsense, but I fucking feel it. I believe it. What are you looking up right now?
Yeah, there's unknown. There's nearly 100 uncharted areas in the brain.
That's crazy. What's going on in those parts? We know nothing.
We can only read them. You know what's crazy, bro? Every fucking so often, not it doesn't happen often, but and we talked about this too. Like in life, there always ends up being like an Einstein or an Oppenheimer or somebody that literally pushes science even further to a point where it's almost like playing God or like seeing things in like a godly through a godly lens.
Uh-huh.
And you know, that's where I kind of think too, like God in the Almighty, the creator, whatever you want to call it, in a way puts these people here. So what, you know, and it could in those cases be, you know, I'm going to give you this gift. What are you going to do with it?
It's true.
It's your life at the end of the day. Because I don't really believe in, like, the predetermined stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel like that. Every now and then, I obviously think about it, but...
I don't know.
Because everything... There's a lot of times where I'm like, shit, like, this is a little crazy.
I don't know. I do feel like everything is meant to happen. Like, I feel like when you're really... I don't know. It's going to sound weird, but, like, if you're really, like, tapped into, like, your life's frequency, I guess...
Yeah.
You can, like... pick up like synchronicities and like weird shit where it's like this doesn't feel like accidents type shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess that's predeterminist, divine providence, whatever you want to call it. Like it's all the same thing.
No, that's a fact.
Like everything is meant to happen.
But I do think that it's all connected. And
the fabric's weird, bro. And the veil is a lot thinner than a lot of people think.
Yes, it is.
They get all spooky. It's almost spooky season.
It is almost spooky season.
Hell yeah. I seen a fucking candy display with some fucking ghost shit in fucking CVS and I was hyped.
Yo, that's when all the spooky bitches come out to play. I said on the last podcast, be spooky, but not that spooky, please. Thank you.
All right. I borderline on that, to be honest.
What do you mean?
I'm like a real spooky guy, man.
I'm
a horror movie a day, every day in October kind of guy.
Say you walk into a bitch's room and she got demonic shit in there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm feeling that. Like, that's a little...
That's what I mean by be spooky, but not that spooky.
All right, I got you.
Like, I don't think... you told me you only listened to part of the podcast. There was a little bit in there where I was talking. It wasn't even really... You know how I do. I just... Sometimes it's just, like, life stories.
But yeah.
I walked into a girl's room and she had mad demonic shit.
What do you mean by the demonic shit?
Like the fuck, the star thing.
She had the star in her room?
With the face with the horns in the middle. Nah. She had a
skeletal. You sure it just wasn't a Thrasher sweatshirt?
She had a skeletal thing.
You didn't think that?
I know what you're talking about, but I wish it was that and it wasn't. She had two. She had a big one and a smaller one. These two skeleton things with horns also.
What?
And I was like, yeah, bro.
Any candles?
There's candles all over the place. Yeah, not lit, but I was like, yeah, I feel like
Only during her fucking...
Shit's gonna go down.
Her thing, her little rituals.
And you know what? My little horny ass was like, yo, I want to go over. Like, when can I go over? When are your parents not going to be home? And I wanted it so bad. And then I went and I was like, I don't want this anymore.
She was burning papers with your name on it and shit like that. Stop. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Pricking her blood into the fucking ashes.
What a fucking bitch.
Whoa. Holy shit. Play the DX what fucking theme song,
What the fuck are we doing,
song,
bro?
Man.
Damn.
Break it down.
Listen, I think that's enough apocalypse talk for today.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed this.
It was fun.
It was, it's
let
always
off a little steam.
It's always fun, bro.
Everything I said was a complete joke. Please.
No, it wasn't. Not all of it.
Be peaceful.
You, that's the thing with the podcast shit. Like, you never know what's a joke and what's not. And we're just going to keep it that way. I'm done explaining shit. That's what I'm going to do after the procedure, bro. I'm going to just stop explaining shit.
You never know what's a joke or not until they hit your fucking messages about it. Like, yo, what the fuck were you doing?
Yeah, then you give them a little bit of a sprinkle of respect.
Like,
you know?
Hey, get the fuck out.
You give them a sprinkle of respect. Like, hey, just know. That's all you need to know.
It's on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
Exactly. Guys, this has been Take As Needed episode. I don't know, and I don't care, as usual. And
last one?
Keep watching. It could be the. It could be one of the last ones. Yes, keep watching Real Hungry. We love you, and we appreciate you.
For real, that's a genuine message. Thank you very much.
It's the outro. Send them out here. Hey. Now we out this bitch. Send them out here. Okay. Now we out this bitch. Send them out here. Now we out this bitch. Send them out. It's Jimmy's Diner.